It's time for the weekly tarot, Stars. Yeah, and we're going to kick off with Aries.
The Four of Wands, which is all about enjoying a happy event, mutual celebrations, feeling proud of your achievements, and also feeling freer than a bird, dumping emotional baggage.
Nice. Next up is Taurus.
The Eight of Swords feels restrictions are there, and it's like you're wanting to be rescued. You've got a lot of scattered ideas and no direction and feeling a little powerless. This is all about to change.
Okay, next up's Gemini.
Seven of Pentacles. This is all about for Gemini this week. It's like you're preparing some new strategies. You're ready to make your next move. You've sort of been there, done that. What's next at that sort of time in your life? And you're having a break from hard work, perhaps.
Okay, and Cancer's next.
The Knight of Wands. I love this card. It's really all about passion. It's all about enthusiasm. It's all about charm. A charming new lover could be coming into singles' lives. It's and new adventures. Adventures and taking risks.
Okay, next along is Leo.
The card of the Fool. The card of the Fool is fabulous. Card. It's all about like a time of stepping into the unknown and not feeling scared and getting off the fence. It's a positive time and reaching goals and going and doing things that you love and want to do.
Good-o. And next along is Virgo, Sharina.
The Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune is all about luck. Turning point in a destiny, taking advantage of chance, sudden turn of good luck, a win is likely, opportunity knocking, opening the door, unpredictable events. You're going to find it's all about luck and chance, being it to win it.
Okay, and what might the cards be saying for lovely Libra?
Oh, forgot about Libra. Okay. Librans have got the marriage card, which is the Hierophant there. So marriage and commitments around Librans, and there's also a bit of peer pressure perhaps around work or school, if you're at school, or wherever you may be. But it's all, and this can also represent someone giving you some sound advice about property.
Oh, good-o. Next
along, a bit of everything.
Next along, Scorpio.
Scorpio is the card of the World. The card of the World is completion, is fulfillment, it's travel, filling the world your oyster, accomplishing what you set out to achieve, feeling at one with the universe.
Well, sounds good. I'll look forward to
it
that.
It is.
Sagittarius is next, Sharina.
The Eight of Wands. Making your intentions clear, re-evaluating decisions, and getting your priorities sorted out once and for all. The Eight of Wands is romance as well, so it's romance coming your way. Arrows of love. Ooh la la.
Well done, Sag. And next up's Capricorn.
Capricorn is the Ace of Cups. Abundance of joy, abundance of love, romance, intimacy, establishing new bonds, desires for deeper connections. This is like a some sort of celebration.
Okay. And Aquarius next, Urena.
Three of Wands, starting a new journey, seeking new adventures. Intuition, really. It's very creative, this card. It's all about creative. And it looks like you think that you've achieved this, you've achieved that, but there's another achievement just around the corner.
Oh, nice.
You're coming there for.
And last but not least, Sharina is Pisces.
Pisces has finally got the card of the Star. The card of the Star is the realization of a dream. Seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, knowing you're going to be successful. Your powers of self-expression at their highest. You feel in touch with like universal energy, and there's just this new fresh hope. And aren't you glad you got this card? It's wonderful for you. And I would put a star on the Christmas tree as well. Put a star in the Christmas tree because you are a star. Okay, well, Sharina's Star Facebook, you're going to be able to see about that face-to-face readings, and you can actually contact the organiser of that. And that number will be on Facebook tomorrow. Also, you're finding out about other things, just like the page, SharinaStar.com.